producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for all of you who are feeling like, oh my goodness, she's on early, you forget to set your clocks forward, spring, forward, fall back. Hopefully all of you did that, right? I think the reason they do it on Sunday is so by the time Monday rolls around, we've all figured it out. I actually did it. Actually, you know what I did? This tells you something probably which is not necessarily positive about me. I woke up in the middle of the night and just to see if, because, you know, I looked at my clock. Because, you know, I wake up, you know, I usually wake up once or twice during the night. And because I drink a lot of water, that's, what can I tell you? It's been true my whole life. I don't have prostate problems, honest. So I looked at my clock and I thought, I don't know if that's new time or old time, because I don't know which of my clocks self-regulate, self-set. So I went and found my phone. So that was kind of fun. I actually didn't reset the clocks till the next morning, but because I wasn't sure. You know, in the middle of the night, I tend to be a bit foggy. All right, I can be foggy other times. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We will talk about time changes and being able to get up in the dark. Boy, don't like that, but it is really nice that it stays light now till what, 7:15, 7:30. So, all right, Anthony is on the line for me. He called. He knows to call early, call often, and that's the way to get through. Anthony, welcome. How may I help you today?
I'm needing your advice on where to take a relationship.
Okay.
I met a woman. I'm 43. She's 27. She is a teaching assistant in my kindergarten daughter's classroom. So okay. That's how I originally met her. We had casual conversation. And I thought, you know, I'll ask her out, see what happens. She was reluctant, not so much because of the age, because of her working with my daughter, but she agreed reluctantly too. We went out two times relatively quickly after that, had a great time. The dates were wonderful. Since then, however, it's very difficult for her to, she doesn't spend time with me on the weekends. I don't see her, and there's usually an excuse as to why, or she'll say she's too busy, or whatever the reason is. So I'd be like, okay, well, this just didn't work out. However, she never lets more than a day go by without contacting me. In other words, I don't initiate the contact, but she will call me and see how I'm doing, text me, things like that. So I'm kind of torn. I'm like, we can't get to know each other if we don't spend time together, but why are you keeping the lines of communication open and not just letting the relationship fade out?
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. When you guys go out together, where do you go?
Both times out to eat and then for drinks afterwards.
How many times have you been out with each other?
Two times. And it came one time fairly shortly after I asked her out, then again a few weeks later. Both went really well, and I'm pretty hard on myself. I could tell if it wasn't going well or if she wasn't having a good time. So the dates were fine, but, you know,
I got it. All right, when she gets in touch with you, how often do you call her?
Never. Because after that happened for a few weeks, I was like, well, if it was important to her, she would go out with me.
Okay.
So contact.
All right, so she'll call you. Like, what? You were out with each other, what, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, no. We first went out in mid-December. It's probably been close to 2 months since we've gone out.
All right, and you said that she doesn't let a day go by, more than a day go by before she... So she's been in touch with you every other day since December?
Yes. Sometimes every day, sometimes a day will go by.
And what is
the weekend comes and it's just kind of like, I have something to do.
All right. So you've had two dates that started basically 4 months ago. You haven't had any dates in the last 2.5 months. And so when she gets in touch with you, what does she say? Just how are you doing?
How am I doing? Some small talk about maybe some things that are going on at school.
I got it. But you don't ever return her phone call. You don't ever. So she's calling you.
I do. If she calls, I'll return the call. Or if she texts, I'll text her back. But I don't initiate the contact.
All right. So there's been. And you've had no dates for 2.5 months since the first of the year?
No. Some of them for good reasons. Others, it's like if it was important, you'd make the time. I realize that. But I don't know.
Let me just give it to you from her point of view, I think, and then decide what you want to do. I think what she's saying is, Anthony, I like you. I don't have a boyfriend right now. It's nice to feel that there's some guy out there who likes me, but you're not a long-term prospect. You're too old for me.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, now, if that's her perspective, I mean, you take her out to nice places, she likes you, she doesn't want to alienate you, but you're not a long-term prospect for her. You're not even a prospect for her. You're just, she wants you as a friend, whatever that means. The question is, what do you want? If you're looking for a serious relationship, I'd move on. And certainly one of them, the interim steps, is for you to say to her, what is it that you're looking for here? How do you see us as? Do you see it there as an us? Because ask for what you want, or decide that she's not going to give it to you, or just figure out what you want. But there's nothing wrong with saying you're giving me kind of a mixed message. On the one hand, we haven't seen each other for 2.5 months. On the other hand, you make sure that I know that you're still around, and I don't even know what available means at this moment. What do you want? What do you want from this relationship? But I think she's going to tell you, because actions speak certainly as loud, if not louder than words, of, Anthony, I really like you. You're a great guy. And look, when you were, think about who you were at 27. And I know it's a little different for men and women, but if some woman who was in her 40s and attractive and had some jingle in her jeans and said, you know, Anthony, you know, how about we have a drink? I mean, you might say yes. Hopefully you were single because she's attractive. And, okay, so 16 years is a lot of difference. But, you know, you don't really have a serious girlfriend, and so why not? But would you view her as somebody to take home to meet mom? Hell no. Not going to happen. But you like her. She's attractive. She takes you to nice places. It's flattering. But she's not a long-term prospect. Nor are you for her. So,
okay. So
what you need to do is sort that out of figuring, all right, what am I really looking for? And I assume that you're divorced, yes? Or were you ever married?
Yeah. I am divorced, but I'm looking for something serious. And what she says is, I don't have, for some reason, it's not you, it's Villano, it's not you, it's me, it's really not you, I really do like you.
Whenever somebody says that, whenever somebody says, it's not you, it's me, what they mean is it's you. And in this particular case, you're just too old for her.
Yeah, that must be it. So when she says, oh, it's not, I turn down all the guys who ask me out. That's what she says. She says, it's not just you. I'm just not interested in going out with men.
Well, so why would you have any interest in somebody who doesn't want to go out with men? Last time you checked, I assume you were a man.
Yeah, that's right. And she knows what I want. So why would you keep contacting me? That's
because she doesn't care what you want. She knows what she wants, which is to have a guy who, I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if she called you another couple of weeks because she's lonesome or horny. It doesn't sound like you're sleeping together. So she's feeling kind of down. And so she wants someone to a shoulder to lean on, or somebody to buy her a margarita, or somebody to take out for dinner, or someone to take her to a movie. Mm-hmm. But, honey, if you're looking for a serious relationship, move on. And don't date women who are young enough to be your daughter. Because they're going to... Look, if you date somebody who's young enough to be your daughter, the deal that you're making, whether you're making it consciously or not, is I will be your sugar daddy. I will pay the bills. And you will. I will trade off your young body for my resources for the fact that I have a little bit more jingle in my jeans than guys your own age. I'm a little more experienced. I'm a little suaver. I can take you to better places. And as we get older, you'll take care of me because you're so much younger than I am. If that's the deal you want, that's fine. If not, I'd move on. If you need to talk about this more, hang on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Anthony about a relationship in which both people are interested, but for very different reasons, which can become really uncomfortable for both. So I think that at some point, we tend to ask the question of what do you want more when we run into a problem than at the beginning. It's probably not a terrible idea to talk about what both of you were looking for at the beginning. I've told the story before of this couple that I didn't know very well. I actually ended up buying their apartment at some point, and they told me the story of their relationship because everybody does this. And they had run into each other and didn't like each other. They had one date, didn't like each other, ran into each other about a year later. And he said, would you like to go out? And she said they had not had really a date. They hadn't seen each other for a year, and they didn't like each other. So this was starting at ground zero, essentially. And he said, do you want to go out? And she said, I want to be married and have a child within the next year. They hadn't had a first date. He said, okay, but I want to go out to the Hamptons for the weekend, and I want to have sex. So they negotiated most of the things that take, you know, at least a couple of weeks or a couple of dates at the beginning, which I find a little chilling, but it was, and the reason I met them is because they were moving to the suburbs because they were having a second child. So it clearly worked for them. All right, Anthony, and if the two of you had actually talked about what both of you were looking for, but I mean, but as you know, you were a little trepidatious. I think that's a word at the beginning because of the age thing, and the fact that she doesn't say, Anthony, you're too old for me. I mean, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, and she does like keeping you in the on-deck circle, and it's really nice to have somebody who will take you out to someplace nice when you're feeling like it. So, but it's not what you're looking for. All right, you said you had a second question, so go ahead.
Yeah. So the next time she texts me a flirty message or calls and asks how my weekend was, what should my response be?
I'd say it looks to me that we're, and you don't have to wait till she texts you. You can pick up the phone and call her and say, I think you're a really nice woman. I think we're just on very different paths in our lives. That I'm looking for someone to settle down and get married and maybe have another kid with, and you're looking for something very different. So I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't text me for the next couple of months. And if I change my mind, I'll get back in touch with you.
All right.
All right. Yeah, and I don't know where you're. How long have you actually been divorced, Anthony?
Oh, 7 years.
Have you done? I mean, where are you meeting people other than your?
Actually, I don't. My financial situation isn't a great one, so I'm not somebody who has a whole lot of disposable money to go out and try to mingle.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to do that. But you may want to think about, let me give you some no-cost options and then some low-cost options. The no-cost options are volunteer activities. There are things called, there's a website called Meetup, which is, it's not a dating site. It's just people getting together and they do all sorts of things, everything from pub crawls, which I would not recommend, to cleaning up streets, but volunteer activities, church activities or synagogue activities. Meetup, I think, is not a bad option. Taking an adult education class, and again, they have some that are very low cost, some that are free. Public lectures. When I assume at some point will actually be summer, and going to Little League baseball games, although Little League may not be exactly the kind of thing, but there are going to be some women there who are divorced who are more or less your age because they're going to have kids that are more or less your son's age. So, and all of those are no cost, and the most you may have to do is buy yourself a hot dog, which I would not recommend either. The second is low cost, which is websites, whether it's eHarmony or Match or something. And they usually cost, for about 6 months, usually cost, I don't know, $40 or $50. And you can certainly have meet and greets, but finding women that are closer to your own age, which are going to have more similarity of goals than 27-year-old teaching assistants in kindergarten. Okay, good luck. 855-993-7569. Frank, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. I've called on my 17-year-old son. His grades in school are always like maybe a D average, and we've been trying over the years to try to get his grades up. You know, we take his cell phone away and do stuff like that. He'll give us a cell phone and he just shuts down.
Yeah.
You know, he'll just come home and just I go to his room and only do what he has to do.
All right, let me get a little bit. Frank, how many kids do you have?
Two boys.
Okay, what's the age of the other?
One's 20 and the other one's 17.
Okay, so the 20-year-old, if he follows the pattern, would be really good at school, kind of an overachiever, a relatively easy kid, as opposed to your 17-year-old, who probably may be more athletic, may actually be more charming to his friends, but has a hard time in school. Yes?
Except he's kind of a loner, like me. He doesn't really have many friends. He'll invite him, to come hang out or whatever, but he just chooses to stay home.
What's he good at?
Yes, too. He likes basketball and.
Okay, so he's a jock. Does he play? Is he playing on the team?
No, he tried out for a team, and he ended up spraining his ankle, and that was a couple of years ago. And then he didn't make the team then, and now I don't think his grades are good enough to even be on a team.
Has he ever been very good at school?
He struggled most of the time. He was doing good up until about seventh grade. And he's a lot like me, and I didn't do very well in school either.
Okay.
I ended up getting a GED.
Well, all right, so he's what? Is he a junior right now?
Yes, he is, yep. And he would have to go to summer school. We would have to pay for him to go to summer school to try to catch up on a couple of classes in order for him to graduate next year.
Okay. What does he want to do once he's graduated? Does he have any plans for himself?
No, and we try to encourage him to go look, get a job, part-time job now, and just, get out there and do something. But he only wants to work at one place where his friends work at. I tell him, this place will hire you, this place will hire you. He doesn't want to do anything. He only wants to work at this one store that his couple of friends work at.
So why doesn't he work there?
I guess you have to be 18 to get in there.
When's his birthday?
He's not October.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Let me suggest a completely different tactic. All right. I think your son is a hero. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back on that note. All right. And because you should at least be curious about why I think this little screw up is a hero. All right. Let me put you on hold. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, GRAINGER, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Frank, who is the daddy of two sons, and one of his sons, his younger son, reminds him of himself. He has not done very well in school, and Frank, are you with his mom? Are the two of you married to each other?
Yes, we're still together.
Good. Yes. Okay.
And another thing I want to tell you was, like when he comes home now, all he wants to do, he just plays games and just, you know, plays on his phone.
All right, let me ask you a question, and I'll tell you why I think he's a hero. Do you think there's any possibility that this kid is depressed?
It's a possibility. He is on the doctor did put him on Adderall last year just to help him because he doesn't want to focus in school. And when he first started taking it, it was helping him. But lately, he's gone back to the old ways.
Is he still taking it?
Yes, he does still take it.
You're sure?
Well, But I think he'll take it like on the important days, like he's got a test or something.
I don't think he even do that. I think Adderall, like most, especially psychotropic medication, has to be on a blood level. So you can't like pop it like an aspirin when you have a headache. And that may be part of the problem. Most kids who are on Adderall, who are prescribed Adderall as opposed to taking it as a street drug, feel it makes them, it can make them a bit sleepy sometimes. So, all right, let's put that aside, the issue of depression, for just a minute, all right? And we'll come back to it. The reason I think your son is a hero is, and I think you were probably a hero, although less so, because you dropped out at some point and had to get a GED. Your son goes into a situation every day that he knows he's crappy at. That he may like his friends. He liked basketball, except then he sprained his ankle. So for any of the reasons why a kid goes to school, I mean, there are limited reasons, right? They go to school because they're really popular. They go to school because they're really smart, and so school is really fun and a way of them showing off. Or they go to school because they're really, I suppose, athletic and can be a jock. And those are basically the three reasons, right? There really aren't any. Your son doesn't really fall into any of the three categories, yet he goes to school. He's not, and he's probably never going to be a scholar, but he goes. And I think that's heroic. Mm-hmm. I really do, especially in a 17-year-old, because 17-year-olds tend to be kind of willful and very self-involved. And he's putting himself voluntarily in a situation that he basically hates. And so the first thing I would do is, if he were my son, I would go to him today and say, you know what, you're my hero. You're doing something that I could not force myself to do. You're staying in school in a situation where you know you're not going to have any fun. It's not fun for you. There's nothing you can do that makes you feel good about yourself at school. Yet you are smarter than I am. You're more disciplined than I am, and that you realize that you really need to get that damn high school diploma, because without it, second class citizenship. And that's the first thing I would say to him, because it's true. The second thing I would say is, look, right, we got a year and a half. You tell me how I can help you to just finish school, to just get the degree. After that, you can do anything you want. You can go travel, you can join the military, you can join the Peace Corps, you can go to California and pan for gold, you can do whatever you want to do. You tell me how I can help you to do this. Because punishing him, I mean, think about it. Think about if you are doing what you think is the right thing, even though you hate it, and when you don't do well, somebody punishes you. It's kind of like no good deed goes unpunished, right? So I think punishing him is the wrong, what you're going to do is make him, you're going to make him an emotional terrorist. He's going to figure, why bother? Because no matter what I do, it's not good enough. I'm not going to study because I can't make A's. I'm not going to do my homework because, you know, when my report card comes, Dad's going to take away my phone anyway. So I would go to him and completely reboot the system, saying, number one, you're a hero because, unfortunately, you got my – I mean, the good news is you got my nice straight teeth and my curly brown hair. The bad news is you got my inability to be much of a scholar. So – And you're sticking to it in a way that I didn't. So good on you, number one. Number two, instead of punishing you – I want to apologize to you and figure out how, you tell me what your mom and I can do to make the next year and a half happen for you, which probably includes summer school, if you want, or you can graduate late. You tell me how I can help you to do what I couldn't do, which is to finish on time. Then you can do anything you want.
And I always offer him, you know, a tutor or something like that. And,
well, but Frank, that's what you, but
stay after
Frank,
school.
Frank,
yes.
That's what you want for him. I'm saying something very different. Mm-hmm. I'm saying ask him what you can do to help him. Because mm-hmm. with the tutor, you're making the assumption that he's either dumb or he's not trying hard enough. And I would say to him, school was never my thing either. I mean, think about how it would have felt if your parents had said to you, Frank, darling, you know, we're going to get you a tutor. Your brother did fine, but you need a tutor. And that doesn't make you feel good about yourself. It doesn't make you want to have the tutor. Ask him what you can do to help him, because all he has to do is graduate. Pardon?
As far as, you know, him, you know, playing games and, you know, staying on his phone till like 9
But look, but I hear. But the point is, if you change this around, I mean, he plays his games. All we care about, we don't care about him playing games. We care about him graduating high school. So instead of it becoming your problem and how you're going to catch him and stuff and what are you going to take away from him, it becomes his issue. And he's much more likely to mess with your plans than he is to mess with his own. And saying to him, I know that you want to get a job where your friends are. I buy that. Okay. In the meantime, you tell me, do you want to find a part-time job? Because and if you can find something he's good at, and you and I probably need to work a little harder at that, because, I mean, he's probably either good, he may be a good team player, he may be good with animals, he may be... I mean, he's clearly got good hand-eye coordination. He's good at game stuff. And this kid is clearly, this kid should not go to college. He's not college material. He doesn't like college. There's no reason for him to go to college. But there is a reason for everybody in America to get a high school diploma. Without it, you're a second-class citizen, period. That's it. You can't go any place. And people are going to view you as a second-class citizen. So, and that's what I would say to him. You tell me if you want to be bribed, but I'm not going to punish you anymore. Because, first of all, it doesn't work, and second of all, it's not fair. Or first of all, it's not fair, and second of all, it doesn't work. You tell me what your mom and I can do to help you. Which takes, first of all, Frank, it takes the responsibility off your shoulders, which means you don't have to be the phone police anymore. You don't have to check and see what he's doing or where he, you know, how late he's staying up. It becomes his problem. Because in a year and a half, whether he gets that diploma or not, he's going to be on his own. And he doesn't really have much self-discipline except the amount that he's demonstrated, and he goes to school every day. And, my dear, that's more than you pulled off. And I would tell him that, because even though he acts really awful to you, you're still his dad, and he still wants to impress you. And just telling him that he's done something that you couldn't, I mean, that's going to get his attention. In the same way, when I said to you, your son's a hero, and I know you think he's a screw-up, but I will tell you why he's a hero. That got your attention. I mean, if I'd said, okay, let's talk about what a screw-up your son is. I mean, you know, you may or may not. If somebody had run on the other line, you would have hung up on me, or maybe. If I said he's a hero, I mean, somebody can walk by you naked, and you're still going to pay attention to the fact, well, wait a minute, I want to hear why my son's a hero, because I got your attention. Get his attention and tell him that he's done something you couldn't, that you didn't, that you admire him for it, that you want to be his consultant, and all he has to do, as you know, I have what is it, my limited options, or my limited requirements for parents of teenagers, which is graduate high school, don't impregnate anybody, don't get arrested, don't have a car accident, don't wrap yourself around a telephone pole, and don't be addicted to drugs. Everything else is gravy. And we don't care about gravy. Yeah, so, we care about those five.
Yes. Yes, his cousin told me that he told him that the only time that we talk to him is about his grades.
Yep.
But every time we try to talk to him, he doesn't want to, you know.
But Frank, you're not going to talk to him. You're going to tell him that he's a hero. I guarantee you he'll pay attention. In the same way that you did. I mean, think about what would have happened if your dad had come to you and sat down on the end of your bed instead of saying, gee, how come your grades are so crummy? How come you're dropping out of school? I hate your friends. He said, Frank, school is hard for you. It was hard for me, too. But you know what? You're my hero in that you're doing something. You're going in every day and doing something that you know you're not very good at. And that's heroic. Doing the easy stuff, going to school if you're a brain, I mean, how much courage does that take? How much discipline? How much backbone? None. Because you're getting the reinforcement. You go in, you take an exam, you get an A, you go in, the teacher asks a question, you raise your hand, you know the answer. That's not part of his experience. Hang on for me for just a minute, because I want to walk you through this, because I'm not sure that you got it yet, all right? Hang on if you can. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer.
you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Frank, who has a son who reminds him very much of himself in that he is not very good at school. Frank, what was the last grade that you completed within the system before you got your GED?
The 10th grade.
Okay. So, look, he's stuck in there for at least a year after you did.
Yes, yeah, and he might be a fifth-year senior. I know he doesn't want to do that.
But ask him. How much would summer school cost?
For the three, I think he needs like three credits. It's like $500.
Okay. Do you have $500 you could loan him?
He doesn't work, so, yeah, everything's you know.
Well, he's not working right now, but presumably he will be working, and he would sign a document that says, you know, I'll pay you back. Frank, my dear, the reason I held on to you, I need you to change your stance, because what you're doing won't work. It's not working. You already see that.
Correct.
Okay. Here's a kid who doesn't have anything in his life that makes him feel very good about himself except the stupid computer, about being able to go to the next level in Tetra. And I know that's not what he's playing, but the point being, okay? You have an incredible opportunity here to potentially switch that around by the simple expediency of saying, you're doing better than I could do. I mean, think about it, what a powerful statement that is from a father to a son, especially a son who views himself as a major screw-up. He's already surpassed you in terms of staying in a situation for the same reason you dropped out. I mean, you're not a punk. You're not a sociopath. You're not a criminal. You were a kid for whom school didn't work. What do you do now? Please tell me you're not in jail.
Customer service industry, make about $50,000 a year.
Terrific. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So the message to your son is, basically, I was trying to save you from me. And part of me probably feels guilty because of the chromosomes that I gave you. Your brother got your mom's smarts and you got mine. But there's not only school, there's life after school, and I'm living proof of it. But I did it a way that made it much harder on me than it had to be. And I guess I was trying to save you from that. And what I needed to realize is, if you're going to have to save yourself, I'm willing to be your consultant here. I'm willing to do whatever it is that will help you. But I can't do it for you. And everything I've done was probably the wrong thing to do. Which is, I mean, think about a parent saying, I did it wrong. I mean, you've got your kid's undivided attention at that moment, because that's what he mutters under his breath, but he still believes that you know more than he does. And you do about some things, but in this particular case, you have the option of saying to him, you can do a better job than I did. You've already done a better job than I have. So let's talk about what I can do to help you. How do you feel about Adderall? How do you feel about summer school? Let's go through these things, and you tell me how you feel, what you want to do, and how your mom and I can help you accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Dr. Joy, how do I try to get him, you know, work a job for like a couple of days a week? He doesn't want to.
I'd let it go right now. And Frank, listen.
Let it go.
I am one of those people who thinks that jobs can be life-saving for kids. In this particular case, it's going to be one more thing that you're trying to push him into. So I'd let it go. I would say to him at some point, because if he gets a job and doesn't graduate high school, he's screwed. If he graduates high school and doesn't get a job, he'll get a job sooner or later. We know in October he's very likely to get a job where his buddies work, because he's motivated to do that. For the next 6 months, who cares? And I know you're saying, well, summer school will pay for it. Look, $500 is not going to break you. And you can write it up as a debt, let him sign it, and he'll pay you back at some point. Keep your eye on the important goal here, which is just getting him through high school, helping him to get himself through high school. And you can tell him, listen, my impulse is to say, you need to be working a couple days a week. But I'm willing to let that go. All I want you to do is tell me how I can help you get through high school. Because you've got to get off his case. What he feels is, you know, I might as well say no, because no matter what I do, Dad's not going to be happy about it. If I get a job, he's going to say it's not paying enough, or it has no future, or, you know, what if I want to sleep late? Get off his case. And the job is not the issue. And that's hard for me to say, because I'm a great believer in kids having jobs, but not in this particular case, and not this particular kid, and not at this time. He'll get a job sooner or later.
Yeah, my wife's afraid when he turns 18, if he wants, he can just drop out of school.
Well, but he can, but not, I mean, you've got 6 months to help him understand that he's not going to, you know, that it's not in his best interest to do it. And look, between thee and me, if he wanted to, he could drop out now. He could play hooky. He could, I mean, so don't focus on the negative. Focus on the message to him, meaning, which is, number one, you've done a terrific job in a way that I couldn't. You've got a year and a half to go. How can we help you to do that so that you're not starting behind this huge obstacle? That's
okay.
All. Let everything
all right,
else
thanks.
Go.
Thanks so much.
Okay, good luck, Frank. And listen, this will be available to you in about 20 minutes. You can go to drjoy.com and download it if you need to listen to it. Because the whole thing is, let everything go except the message, you're a hero, you did what I couldn't do, how can we help you? That's it. Everything else goes. Because you'll have time...
to my wife.
Pardon? Exactly. You'll have time to get everything else done. All right? Well, yeah, and she can call me as well. All right? Frank, thanks for your call. 855-99-DR-JOY. You know, part of what we do unconsciously, or maybe consciously, is we want our kids to not make the same mistakes that we did, as our parents wanted for us, as their parents wanted for them. It's not feasible. We all have to make our own mistakes, because you hear me all the time say any mistake you make, any decision you make for your kid is not as important as decisions they make for themselves. Because especially if you're right, they're not going to learn anything. If you're wrong, God forbid. But that your right answer is less valuable than their wrong answer, because they're going to learn from their wrong answer. They will not learn anything from your right answer. And the whole point about assigning kids parents is a learning experience. We don't have to be right. We've already done it. Rightly or wrongly. And it's okay to share with our kids the idea that we screwed up. It probably makes more sense to share with our kids our screw-ups than our successes. Because our successes, they think, you know, we're bigger than life anyway. And not to mention, kids are so self-involved, they don't actually care very much about us. They care hugely about themselves, which is okay. It's called survival. Also adolescence. Also all those gray hairs. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.